Dave Eggers is very popular with our customers, and I think of the group of books we're talking about, his maybe appeals to a younger crowd. And the new book, The Circle, concerns a woman named May who works for a company called The Circle, which sounds very similar to Facebook or Google. And she finds out when she starts working there that being involved in social media is mandatory. It's not a voluntary thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. And then she discovers that there are plans in the company for that to become a mandatory requirement for all people in the world. People who've read it said it's dark, but it's also very funny. It has like a really good satirical aspect to it.
That sounds like a good one. So what else have we got here?
Another one that I thought people would like is the new book by Neil Gaiman, Ocean at the End of the Lane. It is an adult book. It's his first adult book in a while, but several of my coworkers who are not in their 30s anymore really loved the book. The book is dark, as his books tend to be, and this one has a kind of magical realism aspect to it because although it's set in our modern-day world, the main character has to deal with this evil potential that could destroy his life, and it concerns what happens when he was a boy when he was 7, and a lodger staying at his family home committed suicide.
Wow, that does sound pretty eerie.
It is dark, but I've heard it's really, really beautifully written. I haven't read it myself, but I would hope that it ends well.
Knowing Neil Gaiman, it probably is pretty lovely in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Let's switch over to something a little more historical in nature. We've got The Bully Pulpit here. This is a serious tome we're looking at.
Yes, The Bully Pulpit by Doris Kearns Goodwin. I'm hearing some awards buzz about it. She was the author of The Team of Rivals, which was a favorite book of Barack Obama. And this book concerns Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and the subtitle also goes on, and the Golden Age of Journalism. So it's a relationship between Roosevelt and Taft, and they used to be great friends, and then they became political enemies. And it also concerns the journalism of the time, which was known for its muckraking.
Right. Well, this was the time, too, when journalism was really inspiring political action in a way that I think it might not necessarily anymore. And so I think that's another thing she's kind of trying to do is sort of illuminate the difference between the relationship between politics and the press now compared to in the early 1900s.
That's what I've read about it, that it seems very timely, even though it's set that far back.
So that's definitely a good one for your more academically minded friends.
Another one that I think people would like is by Simon Winchester. And it's The Men Who United the States. And it looks at the people who are not so well known, but who are involved in building the infrastructure, some of the great inventions, the people who surveyed the territory in the 19th century. Simon Winchester wrote Professor and the Madman.
He's
really well known by people who love historical books.
Another good piece of narrative nonfiction.
Yes.
That's great. So let's see. Do we have other nonfiction?
The other nonfiction choice we have here is Ann Patchett. And this is a collection of essays about her life. I think of Ann Patchett kind of like Elizabeth Gilbert because they spent a lot of their early years writing nonfiction for magazines. And they both really honed their craft. I think of both Elizabeth Gilbert and Ann Patchett as excellent writers because they've spent hours and hours working on their writing.
Speaking of Elizabeth Gilbert, we've got her newest book, too.
Yes, her newest book, The Signature of All Things, is her first novel in at least 10 years. And the main character, Alma Whitaker, she was born in 1800, and so her life is very unusual for the time. But the language the book is written in is just beautiful. And a coworker of mine said that when she finished this book, she had never been so moved since she'd read The World According to Garp. Because she said it was just so beautifully written and the scenes in it were so unique and so well described.
This is the opinion of essentially a professional reader too, right?
Yes. This coworker, Laura, she's been a bookseller for decades.
High praise.
Yes.
And we've got some poetry too for the more literarily inclined.
Yes. Two books of poetry that I know people will love are Dog Songs by Mary Oliver and Aimless Love by Billy Collins. They are two of America's favorite poets, and they're both excellent poets as well.
And we've also got a book for younger readers.
Yes, local writer Tommy Hayes has written a middle grade book, What I Came to Tell You. And this is a book that we have had a hard time keeping in stock because it is so popular, not only because Tommy Hayes is a local writer, but it's a really beautiful story about children dealing with grief. And I've heard from so many people that have read the book that it's beautifully written, and it also has an important message. And it's good for children, but a lot of adult readers really love it too.
Yeah, I read it and really liked it. I thought he did a really great job of sort of distilling really complex and difficult feelings into simple language that a child really could understand and relate to, whether or not you've lost a parent.
You know? Yes.
And we've got another sort of regional author as well, Lee Smith, Guests on Earth.
Yes, Lee Smith's book is also set in Asheville. It's set in 1936 at the Highland Hospital, which was a hospital in the Montford neighborhood that treated people for mental and addiction disorders. And the main character is a 13-year-old girl whose mother commits suicide, and because of her depression, they send her to Highland Hospital, where she meets Zelda Fitzgerald, who also stayed there, and some other women who are patients there. So it's her story of her time there. Lee Smith, one interesting thing I heard about this book is that her son and father also spent time at Highland Hospital, so she has a personal connection with it. She did a lot of research, and you can really feel the time period she's describing and meet Zelda at that time in her life and enjoy the beauty of this writing. Lee Smith is considered one of the best Southern authors writing today.